This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys, and welcome to Access All Areas. And yes, I'm live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Collin.
We had a nice little intro there. It reminded me of Lyft music, or if you're listening in the States, elevator music.
Elevator music, yes.
But that's gone now. this is where the fun really goes down. The best day of the week, it's Wednesday. We're halfway through the week. We're closer to the weekend than the last. Are we? Does that make sense?
Are we?
We are.
Yeah, let's
but it's Friday
it.
In a day and a half.
Right, and a day and a half.
In a day and a half. Well, it's close to the weekend and I'm feeling good. I hope you're all feeling good. Who's enjoying the weather? Sun's out.
Guns out.
A lot of guns out. It's, it's a good one. The air con's on.
Yeah.
If this heat wave continues, I love that I'm calling it a heat wave, like I'm Laura Tobin. I've got no words here. But if it continues, I am moving into the FUBAR studios to live because
100%.
Very few places in the UK have air con.
I was just thinking, we've been to the moon, but we can't get air con in the underground.
But the have we been nothing. To a moon? That's another show.
A conspiracy.
I'd like to do a show on that. Yeah. But not enough about that and future show ideas. Guys, you are not new to this show, shall we say. Just put my veneers back in there. And if you are new, welcome. And what goes down here, basically, is for the next hour, myself and Ellen are bringing you all things showbiz. We have a couple of celebs join us every week. And we just chew the cud, chew the fat until cool things show. This week is no different. I am joined by last year's Love Island winner, Sammy, and he's going to be telling us all about his predictions for this year's series. Plus, we'll be joined in the studio by Perfect Matches, Kaz Bishop. But first, we always start the show with our Showbiz Roundup. And joining us is Miss Showbiz herself, it's Emily!
Hi!
How are you doing, hon?
I'm good, how are you?
Really good, thank you, babe. Enjoying the weather?
I love it.
So good,
good,
right?
Good.
I literally love it. I'm so glad that it's going to be hot on Pride as well.
Yes. Oh, yes!
I'm so excited.
When's that? When's Pride?
This weekend.
This weekend.
Oh my God, what's happening in central London for that?
It's like a massive parade. Yeah. It starts at like 12 or 1-ish, I think, at Hyde Park.
Oh my God, fun. Are you going?
Yeah, I've been planning my outfit for like months.
What are you wearing?
You've got your Pride nails, I love.
I've got my Pride nails.
So cool.
I'm wearing like a rainbow sequin body.
Oh my God.
Love it.
Yeah, it needs to be hot, otherwise I'm going to be... freezing.
I think this weather's meant to continue until Sunday, so someone's looking down on us and he's bringing the gaze. Yeah. He's bringing us the sun that we deserve. Yeah. So I'm literally quite sad that I'm going to miss this year's Pride, but also excited because I'm working, so I'm doing an exciting job. So, but this is my first year I'm going to miss London Pride, so have a bowl for me.
I will. I definitely will. 100%.
Go and have a yoga for me. Go and shake your tail feather. have a few little shots. Drink responsible, kids. And if you're going out to celebrate Pride, have a most amazing week. I mean, you cannot go wrong.
No.
It's my favourite weekend of the year. Mm. Funny that. Right, enough about Pride and all things gay. Let's talk showbiz. What is going down, Emily? What's caught your eye this week?
Well, we had obviously, I feel like every time I'm on here, I talk about Taylor Swift.
I know, but she is showbiz.
She's so relevant at the moment. Like, she's totally everywhere. Mm-hmm. Did you see that she brought Travis Kelce onto the stage?
Yeah, that was random.
So, yes. And everyone is like in London, which is obviously where her ex, Joe, is from.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
So it's like, of all the shows she could have brought him onto the stage, you brought him on the city which your ex-boyfriend lives in.
Watch it and weep.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
I love it. I love how petty she is. Like, she does these like slight digs, but like,
yeah, nothing
they're so
obvious.
Slight.
Yeah. Yeah. But there was actually, I feel like the whole world and his wife went to go watch her. Like,
oh, everyone was there.
Yeah.
Celebs.
Every celeb under the sun. Like, did you see that guy? Is it the guy from Foo Fighters said something like, at least I sing live? And like, Taylor has a live Victoria.
What a really catty move for a geezer to say about a young girl. I kind of thought, come on, mate.
I was just looking at it feeling sorry for him because I was like, you need to name drop Taylor to get in the papers. I didn't even know you were playing.
Yeah.
And everybody, the king, or like Like Prince William took the,
yeah,
the kids.
Oh, I loved him shaking it off. Yeah, that is what I want from my future king. Yeah. A king that will dance to Taylor Swift.
Exactly. Yes. So I feel like the Foo Fighters guy just saw all these major celebrities going to Taylor Swift and he was feeling a bit like, nobody's coming to my gig. And then he had to name drop her to get in the papers. That's the only reason I knew who was doing the gig.
She obviously, she does sing live 100%. But even if she didn't, she does obviously, but even if she didn't, she still has a band which is playing live for three and a half hours or whatever.
Exactly.
It's crazy. And all the dancers.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
And I'm a big believer, and I'm sure I've had this conversation over the years on this show regarding other artists. If you're bringing something else to the table, like, I don't care if certain songs that you don't, and I'm not saying Taylor don't sing live, as far as I'm aware she is, but what I'm saying is I don't mind if someone doesn't. Like Adele, I want to sing live because Adele stands over a microphone and Adele is the voice.
Yeah.
That's what I want. But if you've got an artist like Britney, someone that's doing somersaults, doing the splits, dropping around on her heads, I don't mind if you've got to use a little bit of a little bit of help and a pre-record in the background. Because for me, it's the ambience.
Yeah.
It's the experience.
Yeah. It's being a performer.
Yeah, I want a performer. Yeah. Like Beyonce, do you know what I mean? I want you to shake your ass and show me what's good.
Yeah, exactly that. And but like, fair juice to Taylor, she does. And her show's like 2.5-3 hours or something.
Yeah.
She's running that stage and it's all live.
And it's like the tour that seems to have gone on for about 35 years. She has been around the world.
Yeah.
That girl, that's off to a lover or hater. Mm-hmm. You can't say she ain't a grafter.
I know, and she's playing in London until the end of August.
Well, she's in Dublin now.
Is she?
And she was in England for June. She had a few dates, and she comes back in August.
That's insane. Like, I know.
Because she's playing on my birthday in London.
Is she?
Yeah, I don't have tickets. We're not going to talk about that. But yeah, wild. It's crazy. That's and her insane. Train. I remember seeing like watching a video on how she was training, and she was running on a treadmill, singing. Was like her training.
Oh my God.
I can't even walk on a treadmill.
It's amazing. Do you know what I love? I saw the story in the press this week. You know, I think it's, as journos, you'll know this, but there's a certain kebab shop that Taylor loves.
Yeah.
And she's put them on the map.
She really
And I think he's called it the Taylor Swift kebab now. Basically, it's a chicken kebab, and she's ordered 45 for her and her entourage.
Wow.
So he's had a good order. I think it was like allegedly 650 quid's worth of orders. Mm. But such a sweet girl. She actually gifted the owner a VIP ticket to come to the show in London.
Oh, my God.
But he's so understaffed because he's got to make 45 chicken kebabs for the entourage. He couldn't go to the show.
Oh, my God. You would guest on anybody off the street to cook your kebabs for you.
But the Swifties out there, there was girls down there being interviewed. They're coming from Edinburgh. Like, this kebab shop, like, money can't buy the promo she's given them.
Oh, crazy. God,
and she's a girl after me own art. I love a chicken kebab.
Gotta love a kebab.
She's relatable.
Yeah, she's relatable.
Exactly that. Exactly. Garlic mayo. Yes, please.
Yeah, injected into my
Tommy
veins.
K. Yes, please.
If I bleed, I bleed garlic mayo.
Yeah,
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
So, keep doing what you're doing, Taylor, and don't let bitter people get you. And to be honest, as if she's bothered, she ain't going to give a comment like that to steam off her piss.
Well, her next...
Do you know what I mean?
That is
iconic.
Her next live performance, after he said that, she said something along the lines of, I'm glad you're joining me here, guys, for 2.5 hours of live music.
See, like, so subtle.
Little subtle.
Like, yeah. I heard you.
She's got, she's acknowledging it, and
there
she's... crack on. Yeah. I'm doing my thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll see you after I've gone to Dublin and done more tours, and then I'm coming back. So, so you do your couple.
Exactly.
And God loves you.
Do your little gig, honey.
Yeah. What else has caught your eye, Emily?
Well,
I want a chicken kebab now. Shall we see if that man will do a foo bar kebab and deliver some here?
He's too busy doing all the
millions. Yeah,
yeah.
It's true.
Well, have you guys been watching the football?
No.
No, absolutely. I won't lie.
Past
that. This is Access All Areas.
When I saw it on the list, I was thinking we better talk about Taylor a bit longer.
But I do know England played last night. Didn't see it. It was 0-0.
I know. Do you know what? It's down as a conversation to have, but I'm like, what are we going to say? That it was shit.
What conversation did you want to have about it?
I just wondered what your thoughts were on it.
Oh, God. Was there football?
To be fair, my mate was like, are we watching Germany? And I was like, no, it's England.
Nah. How many baskets did they get?
No, we'll keep this one short because me and Elaine ain't the biggest of football people. No. But from what I do know, we played Jess. I believe it was our second game so far in the tournament. Is that right? Or third? Thank you, producer in my year. Like, but I'm told we're top of the charts.
Top of the charts!
Top of the group.
Oh my god, I love this little sports segment.
We should do this every week.
Over to Bobby with the sport.
Here comes my sports show. But yeah, we're top of the charts, and I think three more games to go. Come on, England.
What's your prediction?
On the eight.
Who's going to win?
I want to win.
Okay, Bobby's going to win the Euros.
No, not me. No, I mean, I think we deserve. No, every country deserves to win. But you know what? I think we really do. We need a little boost of morale. Mm. I think it'd be lovely if England won this year. The Lionesses have done it for us in the past. Yeah. So come on, boys.
Yeah.
Let's pull our shorts up.
Honestly, anything men can do, women can do better.
Yeah, totally. I know they've proved that, haven't they?
Almost. Do you know what? We're moving on swiftly. But do you know what I do love? The few times I had to play football at school, and you can count on one hand, because I used to get terrible sickness on PA days.
He was on his period.
I didn't mind rugby as much.
Yeah, I bet.
Funnily enough, I actually don't mind rugby either.
I quite like rugby.
The shorts are smaller.
But yes. And just better positions.
Yeah.
But in terms of what I have noticed now, and this is kind of, I say it like a stereotypical gay manny, but the fashion's really improved. Like, I've seen a luminous orange and pink boots on the... I used to have to wear really shit, black, boring boots on the... And I used to get really upset when they got muddy. Because I'm quite OCD and I didn't want muddy boots. No. I was trying to make all the little spikes all clean and that, which obviously I was never going to get to Wembley. Anyway, that's enough about Bobby's oracles of sports. Moving on, Ems.
Well, have you seen... Are you guys Freaky Friday Lindsay Lohan fans?
Yeah, well, Freaky I've seen Friday. The first one. Iconic movie. Is it coming back?
Yeah.
Oh,
is that
God.
Where the mum and the daughter swap place?
Yeah.
Yes.
Iconic. And is it the same mother playing her mother?
Jamie Lee Curtis, stop Lindsay it. Lohan. They've released like their first set pic. And it's just a picture of them like obviously in character, but not like dressed up or anything.
So they're swapping places, but later in life.
I guess so, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what? I'd love to see a resurgence of Lindsay Lohan.
Well,
like, I just want to see her do well again.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you guys were going to have like a 90s or noughties movie that was going to like either be remade or have a comeback, what would you want?
Oh, 90s movie.
Oh, God, this is tough.
Tricky, right? Because they kind of seem to be doing it a bit. Yeah. Like, they obviously did Mean Girls. They did like a little bit of that.
My thing is, I think it's a double-edged sword. I mean, this was well 90s. It's well before even my day. But I think it has to be, if it's not going to be done well, I almost don't want to tarnish the memory.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I'm sure like many of us, it was well before our generation, but I love Grease, even though they're quite clearly adults pretending to go to school, but no one cared. Yeah. And then no tea, no shade to people in Grease too, but it just weren't quite cutting it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So if you tried to do Grease now, I mean, I don't know if it could be worse than Grease too, but it's never going to beat the original. But what would I want as... That's a really good question. What would I want as another 90s? I'm trying to think of what I like.
I think I would love to see something with the Olsen twins again. Like Passport to Paris.
Oh, my God.
One of those.
Wow, yeah.
But like, where are they? Like, it was so cool to see
especially
them
because
their
sisters, obviously so massive now. Like,
yeah.
Like Elizabeth Olsen, like with all like the... It's Elizabeth, isn't it? Yeah, like all the Marvel movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, she's huge.
I know. It's so weird that she's their sister.
Yeah, she kind of lapped them, didn't she? Because where was she when they was all doing their thing, merch on everything.
Yeah. She's like, she's kind of over.
Bye, bitches.
Yeah. Like, see you later.
Oh my God, I can't think of a really good 90s. Come back to me.
I think Grease is good. Like I'd like to see a proper, like, done Grease, but I would like to see it done like it was done in the 90s.
This is
not
the thing.
A new age version.
I almost like when they remake it, but like it's really similar.
Yeah.
Does that
make
sense?
Yeah.
Like the same rules, the same naughty jokes that now you'd be cancelled for, the same outfits.
That's the thing as well, kind of. Even in our jet, like, I think even though it went over a lot of kids' heads, and it's not until you watch things back as an adult, I think we are living in an era now where since, and obviously a lot of things have had to change because education, obviously. But I think we're running the risk of censoring so much that everything's just becoming so filtered.
Yeah, it's a bit flat, isn't it? Like, yeah.
Yeah, everything's just vanilla now.
But if it comes back, if you're up for it, John Travolta, me and you. Sadly, Olivia Newton-John passed away, and I'm still very sad about that. I can't sing quite as good as her, but I will belt out Hopelessly Devoted to You.
And he does a lovely rendition.
Hopelessly Devoted to You. So, John Travolta, if you're listening to Access All Areas live on FUBAR Radio, slide in the DMs. Let's do something together. Let's make some magic happen, eh?
Do you know what, though? Do you know what movie does? And this moves on to the next subject. Adult jokes in the Shrek films. Yeah. I feel like they're really well handled.
I've never seen a Shrek film.
What?
I know. Never seen Shrek and never seen Harry Potter.
I've never seen Harry Potter, but Shrek. No. It's wild.
Oh, my God. It's good. They're making a new one. But
what are the adult jokes? Because I actually can't think of
Well, there's a bit when Puss in Boots gets arrested and they're like, he has like catnip on him. And they're like, it's like it's drugs.
Oh, right.
And they're like, catnip. I'm like shaking it about like it's like a bag of drugs. And like little stuff like that. Like the jokes in it are really, like, would go over your head as a kid. But as like an adult, you can watch it and be like.
The Simpsons do that so well, don't
they? Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'd love to see Shrek, another Shrek as well. Bring that back.
Yes, yeah, they are doing a new one.
I saw. They're listening.
Is it Eddie Murphy said that it's not gonna be a Shrek though? Is it gonna be Donkey's? Is there a character
like
called Donkey?
Yeah,
he's getting his own film. So I don't know if Shrek's in it. I think it's Donkey.
Oh, because Puss in Boots had a movie before.
Is this Pussy in Boots?
He was.
That's the other version. Oh.
That's the Soho. That's bars I don't go to.
That's just what I say. Bobby's saying, I've never watched that.
Well, thank you so much, babes. Always a pleasure to have you in, Emily. Before I let you go, I want to ask you a question, as I always do. So I was back pounding the pavements today in London town. It was Bobby on the street. And it got me thinking, I thought, do you know what? I want to get out and about and I want to ask people who they want. Because obviously Glastonbury is just around the corner.
Yeah.
Who would your dream headliner be? They don't even have to be alive. I've got a magic wand. I'm bringing back the dead. If you want them for one night only, I'm going to do that for you. But then once the song's finished, I wave the wand and sadly we continue with normality. So, Emily, as guest in the studio today, who would you like to see on the stage of Glastonbury?
So, I feel like I have three. Can I have three?
Of course you can. Okay, I'll wave my wand three times.
Well, I'd have Taylor Swift.
Of course.
Because I think she'd be great. I'd have Nirvana.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Amy Winehouse.
Oh, yes.
Great.
They'd be my three. Because I feel like variation. Yeah. I feel like
we had a few Amys today. We had quite a few dead people.
Yeah.
It's so sad. So I was saying to the woman, we had a really nice heart to heart. I don't think it's made it to Bobby on the Street because I literally spoke to her for about 10 minutes. But I still sometimes, some days, I can't believe Amy's not with us anymore.
Same.
Such a sad loss. Like, you know, like, and I never met the girl. It's one of my biggest regrets in life is that I never saw her live.
Yeah.
And it's just so sad that just such a waste of talent. I'd love to know where she would be now. Like, she changed the game for female.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, because she was pre-Adele. Like, Amy was. She was the governor.
Yeah, literally. So much soul.
Do you know what? I only watched the movie Back to Black last week, but she was only 27 when she died. I forgot that. 27. That's insane.
Absolute madness. Quickly, Elle, before I play Bots.
I would probably do Elvis or Michael Jackson. I think they'd be cool.
Oh, let's see if anyone agrees with what you're saying. So, guys, here is what London Town had to say about Glastonbury.
I've got to be a bit basic and say Cypress Hill. I think I've never seen them before, and I want to see them. I love their music, so that's the number one. Even though they're getting on a bit and stuff like that, but
there's only one answer, and it's Taylor Swift, of course.
Oh, a bit of Taylor.
Well, I'm going to say not Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I'm going to go with an oldie but goodie but deadie, Amy Winehouse.
Oh. Michael Jackson. Ooh. Bit of MJ.
Yeah. From the grave.
Probably like Madonna.
I just think Rihanna would be a vibe. I think it would be such a vibe. Everyone would love that.
I'm going to go Queen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're my like dream dead or alive performer. So I say Queen.
Prince. All the dead ones. Bowie. Oasis in their prime. That would be good.
I like a bit more party music. I would have to go with Popcorn.
I think she is performing, but Charlie XCX always.
The Last Dinner Party.
Some absolutely amazing answers there. And it just gets your mind thinking, God, if we could get everyone that was suggested for one show only. I mean, not only would it be iconic because we'd have icons back from the dead doing their thing. Literally. But yeah, it'd be incredible. But best of luck and enjoy everyone that is going to Glastonbury. Have the best time. And yeah, really good to get out doing bots again. Didn't do it last week. But that is it for this week in terms of bit on the... Bobby on the straight. Bobby on the straight. So we're going to take a little break now and then we are going to be back with Sammy from Love Island. We will see you into
Access All Areas continues next. FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio presents
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
Joining me in the studio was AJ and Curtis Pritchard.
When I used to go on Strictly, I used to think of it as like a public service. I'm entertaining somebody for 90
and we
seconds.
Salute you.
And
thank
just like,
you, AJ.
I want people to forget about their problems. I know it's a really weird mentality.
No, it's a. You are right in a way, right? Because there
but
are
never
people
made
that
the
are
final.
There was no need for that. Well,
What the Health with Gabby Allen.
I'm joined by fellow Love Island contestant Adam Maxted and professional wrestler, may I add. If you could wrestle any celebrity, who would it be?
I'm trying to think who would be...
Someone needs to be like your height, your size. Come on, you've got to be fair about it. It can't be like a little weasel.
Maybe like Anthony Joshua or something.
Jesus. Really? You reckon you could take Anthony Joshua?
In a boxing fight, probably not.
But in a wrestling match, yeah.
In a wrestling match, I back myself.
Okay, fair.
Access All Areas with Bobby Norris.
TikTok sensations Jack and Sorrel. Iconically, there have been some amazing celeb couples. Who would be your favourite of all times?
David Beckham and Victoria.
Goals.
I just think, like, the twists and turns of it all, but still being together like that, that to me is peak celeb.
For me, do you know what? I just love a good power couple. We had Beyonce, Jay-Z. Like,
yes.
I want them to reign highly. I want them to be girl bossing, man bossing, just bossing throughout, and us obsessed with them separately and together.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
And just in case you didn't hear it in the ad, it's FUBAR Radio. We are live and this is Access All Areas. So we are joined by the lovely Sammy from Love Island. Sammy, how are you doing, mate?
Not bad at all, thank you. How are you, Bobby?
Really good, thank you. Really good. Thank you for joining me on Access All Areas. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. You're so welcome. How's it all going, mate?
It's going very well, thank you, mate. Very new, exciting life, but I'm loving every second of it so far.
Is it becoming your normal now? Because you've had a year. Is it a year now you've got to get used to the fame game?
Yeah, it's pretty much. We're coming up to a year since I left the show now. And do you know what, mate? I'm still half getting used to it now. Like, it's you still come across new experiences every day, mate. And, like, it's such a different world. Like, you know yourself, it's mental. But, yeah, I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's a strain, and I'll be honest, I don't think you ever fully get your head around it.
No, you don't, mate, because I still feel like the same old Sammy I was before I went in, and no one like sort of knew who I was. And it's like you come out now, I feel the same, but everyone looks at you like you're like an alien or something.
Yeah, I think even 13, 14 years in this game, I still don't feel like I think. Yeah, it's a strange one.
It's an odd misconception, isn't it? Is that the right word?
I think so. Unless you're born as, if you're Northwest or you're born Brooklyn Beckham and you grow up in that world.
Yeah,
because
exactly. Especially Love Island, it half pretty much just changes that. It feels like it changes overnight because you're in there. I was in there for like 2 months, but mate, it goes so fast and then you're out. And you're just in a whole new life, and it's mental, mate.
That's insane. Were any of your friends different with you then when you came out?
That's a great question, you know. And a few people said to me before I went in, just be wary about who I'm close to now, and then who's trying to be close to me since getting out. Yeah. And Like, I'm a very down-to-earth person. Like, I can sense it straight away. And, like, the odd person, don't get me wrong, has tried to be a bit closer than what they were. But pretty much my close pals, everyone's the same old. Like, I treat them the same, they treat me the same.
How do you look back at your time in the villa? Like you say, you live and breathe for 2 months, that whole environment, all them people that start off as strangers. By the time you kind of get to the end, you know them better than you know your best mates, because you don't spend 24 hours a day with your best mates. So as cringe as it is and cheese on toast, you do become a family with these people that you work with on these shows, because you're all that you have is each other. So
It's so true. And, like, you know what you see as well? See when you're watching a show and someone might have only been on there for a few days and they leave and people get, like, quite upset. And, like, when you're watching a show, you think, oh, grow up. Like, you've only known each other for a few days. But honestly, the family and, like, how tight you get when you're in there, it is actually crazy. And, like, you generally do feel like a family member's, like, going off to uni or something. Like, it's actually so sad when someone leaves. Like, you feel like crying.
Yeah. And do you know what as well? I was thinking watching this year's Love Island. Do you know small things inside the villa? Because they don't have their phones and they don't have access to their friends and family and stuff like that, small things become big things, and they kind of moan and they'd be arguing and having bickers about things that seem so small to people on the outside. And you're like, oh, cop on. Like, it's not that big of a deal. But I'd imagine to them in their little world, it is a big deal and it's all they can talk about. So, like, it's like Chinese whispers, because they're all chatting about this like little drama and it becomes a big thing. Did you find that while you were in the house as well?
Yeah, like, stuff like, even when it comes down to food, like, I'll get my backup over someone nicking all my ketchup and stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone just sort of little things, and like on an off day we'll get a takeaway, and like you'll get a McDonald's or whatever, and everyone's like lions jumping on their prey. Do you know what I mean? It's you are right. Like, where you are so much like a family, you get on each other's nerves and under each other's skin a bit as well, because you are in that villa. Like, no one realises. I think people think you leave, but you generally, like, very, very rarely leave that villa, and you're in there 24/7 with the same people. So you can get on each other's nerves a bit sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, it's inevitable, isn't it? Mm. How do you feel this year, mate? So you're sat in the comfort of your own home now, and you're watching another group of people go through that experience.
Yeah.
Has it changed how you watch that show? I'm guessing you as a fan of the show to make you apply to do it. Has it lost its magic a little bit because you know the behind the scenes, and are you kind of thinking, are you dissecting each episode? You think, well, I know what's happened there. He's been pulled over by a producer. This chat's...
It's funny you say that, because me and Tyreek, who was on the show with me, we literally had this conversation like a few days ago. Like, when you do watch it now, it's so like you know exactly what's going on, like why someone's doing this, why, and you do, like, I still very much enjoy it. Like, I'm watching the season and it's funny and I love it, and I always have watched it, but where you've been on there and you know the gist, it's not the same watching it now as what it used to be, not.
So it feels less organic.
Yeah, it does. Like, don't get me wrong, everyone thinks like it's scripted, and it's not scripted at all, but there is still, like, at the end of the day, you're still making a show, and like we say, like, you only see 45 minutes, and like, people, like, you do, like, obviously me being me, I know sort of what goes on when you're in there. And, it is strange watching it back now.
So do producers, like, have a word with, like, if there's kind of, like, you know, a bit of drama going on, do producers have a word and be like, okay, you need to hash this out now? Or, like, how much involved are producers?
To be fair, producers aren't really that involved. Like, they do very, very much leave you to it. But, like, where you are sort of in that villa and you're chilling all day, every day, it's like sometimes they need to give you a bit of a kick up the arse, because you start sunbathing, having a nap, eating a bag of crisps, and, like, you're meant to be making a TV show, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like sometimes they got to get onto you a bit and say, listen, come on, get yourself into gear. But it is pretty organic. Like, you do sort of do what you would do on the outside world, you know, but like I did say, they are trying to make a show, so they have to sort of hurry on sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
So, Sammy, obviously, I can't have you on the show and not address it. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to wrap it up into one question, because I know that's what you feel most comfortable with. So we'll keep it to the one question. But you and Jess, you guys lasted 2 months after the show when you both left the Villa before you split. Do you wish either of you had done something differently? Would you?
That's a great question. For me personally, right, I said it from before I went in or whatever, I just said, I'm going to, like, no matter TV, no matter cameras, no matter fans, I'm going to do exactly what I would do if it was, like, me just living my plain old life. So for me personally, I was real to myself the whole time. I done exactly what my heart and brain was telling me to do. And I feel like, for me personally, no, I wouldn't have done anything different. Like, we did both try sort of to make it work when we was outside, but life in the Villa as opposed to life when you get out is so different. And I think neither of us were sort of expecting it to be that different. And yeah, I think we just didn't really adjust to each other. I think that was the problem. But
yeah,
I mean, yeah, as it goes, I wouldn't have done anything different though. Like, I feel like I'd done, obviously I made the odd mistake along the way, but that's how we learn, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we say, like, you both couldn't adjust. What, who had to sit who down? Because obviously one person initiates that conversation. Because like you were saying, you've lived in that bubble for 2 months. And it's very, for people listening at home that have had holiday romances, that's the closest you can relate a Love Island experience to, like a romance. You go back to normality. People go back to their work, their family, their friends. No longer are you just lying around looking hot in swimwear, getting a nice suntan and just looking hot 24/7. So you get back to England, shit gets real, starts pissing down, the weather's grim, do you know what I mean? Like, the Barclay card bill comes in. Like, life just gets in the way. So who sits who down? Did you take the initiative to say, look, Jess, this just ain't going to work, babe? Was it you that kind of led it?
Nah, do you know what? It was very mutual. Like, I feel like we both had a feeling that it didn't feel sort of the same. Mm. And, I remember the first time we sort of had a chat was at her house. And we just sort of both just kind of said, but we said, when we first had that chat, we said, oh, like, let's try. For the sake of, you know, you've just been voted to win this show, and then you're sort of breaking up straight after. It's like, not that we owe anyone anything, but for me personally, I feel like I felt like I did owe the fans, because like everyone had voted so that would make us win. It's like, to break up straight away, it was like, I felt a bit out of order, really. So it was more me saying, like, come on, let's sort of make this, like, let's try, like, make it work. And then, yeah, it was further down the road, we just sort of, it just wasn't working. And neither of us wanted to force it. And, we'd rather keep it healthy and just end it rather than trying to force it and end up in tears, you know, so... Yeah.
That's a growing up way of looking at it, isn't it? So, Jess aside, we'll move on. That's the awkward bit out of the way now. We've seen the birth of Love Island All Stars, which is very much rumoured, I think confirmed. I think, yeah, getting a nod by my producer, that it's coming back next year. Have you had enough time to kind of lick your wounds, heal, get over the heartache, shake that girl out of your lovely curly hair? Are you ready to get back on an easy jet to Mallorca, get in that villa and find yourself a new girl?
Mate, I would, don't get me wrong, I'd love a nice Love Island girl playing with my curly hair, mate, but you never know. Like, right now, like I said, I got asked this the other day, and I said Love Island was like the best experience of my life. Like, I had so much fun, so to like say no would be stupid. So yeah, for me, it's definitely on the cards. Like, if the timing's right and it comes round to it, then mate, like, I'd be all over it. Go mix it up again, see if I can hold on to my crown. We'll see.
And if that call comes in, and I'm pretty sure it's gone now, and if ITV are listening to this, I'm sure your agent's probably getting a call by about 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, booking you in for the next series. Let's play Fantasyland.
Go on.
I'm going to say to you, I'm going to put you in the casting couch. And ooh, you're going... That come out so wrong. I'm putting you in the casting person's chair to cast the series. That's how dirty mind that is. So basically, in the long-winded way, before
I
digress... What Love Islanders would you put into that villa with you? Who do you want your dream cast to be? Go.
Do you know what, mate? Since Love Island, right? Love Island actually changed my perspective, because before Love Island, I was very much I had a strict type, which was like small, petite, brunette, pretty, but sort of coming into the villa. It definitely opened my eyes up to blondes, to all types of girls. And I mean, for me now, I think it's definitely personalities up there. So as far as it goes, as long as there's some pretty, bubbly, happy girls in there, I don't care about the boys. Put whoever you want in. But just as long as there's some pretty girls in there that I can have a bit of banter with. Like, no one...
If you
see them
pick...
girls that take everything to heart, keep them out. But ones that are up for a laugh.
Pick your top three from the last few series of Love Island, like all stars. If you can pick top three girls, who would they be?
How many series?
All of them.
From day one, the whole.
That's, top three, yeah?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if they're with somebody right now.
Okay, I'm going to go Gemma Owen.
Oh.
That's obvious.
She's stunning. Stunning.
Molly Smith.
Yep.
And, last one's difficult. I'm trying to think who's been on. Throw some names at me. Can you think of anyone?
Molly May?
Nah. She's pretty, but not a bit of me.
Afraid of Tommy.
Don't do that to me. Draw me out like that.
Sammy, I've got to ask you about your charity work. How's all that going? That's keeping you busy.
Keeping me very busy, mate. Before I went in, I kind of said, to be fortunate enough to have like a big platform. I feel that you should like do some positive with it rather than just look after myself and post pictures of me looking pretty. So
But you do that so well.
Thank you so much, mate. I've been doing a lot. I just recently, to be fair, last weekend or the one before, I'd done the London to Brighton ride. I did that for Mind. I've done a bit of work for Dogs Trust, some for breast cancer, teenage cancer. I've got a Tough Mudder coming up in August, and I've also got a skydive for the hospice that my nan passed away at, so coming up later in the year. And I really want to do, instead of just like the challenges that people set, like the Tough Mudders and skydives and stuff, I want to set myself like a mad one, sort of like that Ashley Kane's doing at the minute, something mental. So I'm not sure what yet, but hopefully by the end of the year, I'll have something like that planned as well, so I can raise a lot of money.
You are brave with
Fair
a skydive. Fuck that. All I will say to you is there's something, I believe it's on ITV, could be Channel 4, about a parachute, The Fall or something. Do not watch it before you do this charity jump. I wouldn't advise it, but hats off to you. You're a better man than me. I
have done one already, mate. I advise you to do them. Do one, honestly. We'll do one together, Bob. Let's do one together.
Can I get strapped to you?
Yeah, of course you can, mate. We'll do it together.
I can just about sit... I can sit on the plane and go on holiday, just about. If I can,
with a gin and tonic in
with
hand.
With a gin and tonic, like some Haribos or some Pringles, do you know what I mean?
I'll play with your hair on the way out, mate. You'll forget where you are.
That's a game. You play with my hair, you can kick me out of that helicopter or that plane and we'll go together, as long as you remember to pull the cord, we're laughing.
I've got us.
thank you so much, mate. An absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Best of luck for All Stars. When you get on it. I want you to come back on this show, hopefully get you in the studio, and we'll talk all about your experience on All Stars. How's that sound, mate?
Sounds like a deal, mate. Sounds like a deal.
Perfect. And let me know about us doing that parachute, yeah?
I'll give you a DM after this, mate.
DM, mate. All right, Sammy. Bye, mate. Sam.
See you later on, guys.
Bye, bye guys. Bye. Nice chat. He's a lovely so fella. Nice. Right, guys, we're going to go to a little break. We'll be back in a few minutes, and we're going to be joined by Kaz Bishop. We'll see you in a few.
Access All Areas continues next. FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio presents
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
Joining me now, I have Claire Seal, who is a content creator and author.
You know, I think there's loads of shame when it comes to money and financial difficulty, but I honestly think that that shame is really a symptom of the judgment that exists in society. I don't think that people are feeling ashamed for the sake of it. I think they're feeling ashamed because you can't really sort of open your phone or open a newspaper without seeing these huge judgments piled on people who've made mistakes with money. And I think it's acceptable for people to slag you off about being bad with money in a way that it might not be for like other mistakes that you might make.
Politics Uncensored with Ali Malani.
Let's bring in Tobias Elwood, former defence minister.
Rishi Sunak has done well to pivot us back, taken us into far calmer political waters.
Has he taken you back into calmer political waters? I mean, you're on track, according to some of the polls, to the largest wipeout in years and, you know, may never return from it. I mean, how has he taken you back into calmer political waters?
We've just seen inflation go down to 2%. Confidence in business is returning.
But is that down to Rishi Sunak?
You've got to let me finish the question. You keep asking me a question and then throwing another question in.
I'm just curious to know, is inflation down to Rishi Sunak?
What the health with Gabby Allen.
I have this stunning Steph Williams with me now, founder of the We Glow app. I did turf games on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And it was horrible. It was horrible. But it was so fun. But it was like savage, right? Yeah. But I wasn't the best in the room and I hate that. And I was like, oh God, I haven't trained like well enough for this. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I don't normally think I am. But then when I was there, I was like, this is so annoying because. Yeah. And then I was like, why do I actually need to be good at this though? Yeah. Like, can I not just do it for fun?
But also it's like when I've done like casts and stuff before and the blokes were like, lift that heavier weight. And I'm like, no, like I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't need to lift the heavier weight. Like I know what I'm capable of. I know what works for my body.
Yeah.
And I think it's just kind of, I know what makes me feel good.
Yeah.
And ultimately if you're working out to feel good, you're going to look good.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio. FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Access All Areas. Yes, we are live on FUBAR Radio and we have just had Mr. Kaz walk straight into the Access All Areas studio. How are you doing, mate?
I'm loving life. Thank you very much for having me.
He just smacked his head off one of the lights. He's tall, ladies. He's tall.
The light above my chair, literally at the end of every show, I jump up and I do my head on it every single week. And we've just took a photo and poor Kaz has just took a chunk out of his nuts.
Another victim.
I forgot that's
there's clatter all over the floor. we'll be up having stitches up Queens. No. Anyway, let's talk. Busy boy.
Yes.
How long have you been back? So obviously you've not long finished filming, or was it pre?
No, so it was all pre-recorded last year.
Okay.
It was in like August. We flew out to Mexico in Tulum.
Oh, and nice. Then,
it sort of ended around end of September. Oh, yeah, wow. So he's out there for a good few weeks.
So you've had a few months to acclimatise.
Oh, yeah. I'm back in the British weather.
How did you find the whole experience of filming Perfect Match?
Oh, you know, because it was very different to the first one that I'd done, which was dating related. This one was just, they let you kind of free roam. And it was like, tequila was over there. We was all like, oh, there's drink. It was like, yeah, let's get the shots in. We're in Mexico, why not? And it ended badly. As you can see, the first two episodes, you see my eyes are just red and like, can't even see the girl that I'm talking to.
I suppose that's like dangerous as well when you're drinking that much on TV, because I know me, like I can't say no to a drink, so I'll just be like you, leaning into the experience. Yeah. But then when it's being filmed,
yeah, that's a nice one. I just lean into the experience when she's on her back.
Actually,
legs wide apart.
Always.
You know me so well.
First impressions.
But that's a problem then when you have to, you know, watch the show back, because you're probably like, I don't remember this conversation.
Oh, there was a lot of times I was watching it with my friends and I'm like, did I say that?
Oh my god, no.
And there's one part I literally cut off Micah. I was talking to her and she went to match with me the first night. And I've gone, hold up, wait a minute. Put my finger up. I was like, did I do that? Oh my god. Literally just like,
what was the most embarrassing thing you've done on the show?
So, okay, so they actually didn't show this part. They might do in like sort of behind the scenes, but I went into an argument with like the girl, Elsie. Elise, sorry, not Elsie. Oh my god.
Is that tequila?
I know, I'm still drunk now. 5 weeks of that, by the way.
Wow.
I was having an argument with her and they didn't show me because I was getting hot. The weather was all humid out there, so I took my top off and I was still having an argument. I know when you take your top off, you know,
It's
a bit...
It's
a bit of a, yeah. So it's one of them, but I'm not going to have a fight with a girl. Come on. Like,
no. You're squaring off to a girl.
Yeah. I was just taking it off because I was hot, but it looks like I was taking it off because I was getting angry.
He's ready to have a tear up.
Yeah.
You're like, hold me back, hold me back.
But he's just showing off his pecs and his abs.
That's it.
So what goes down on the DL? What don't we see? What are they cutting out of it? When it comes to, let's talk night times.
Yeah.
How much shagging's going on?
Oh.
And what else is going on? Did you walk in? Did you catch anyone shagging or doing anything other?
No. So luckily enough and grateful that they actually kept us separate in those sense. So once you go to your room, you kind of like, that's you two. You can't really walk around. And I say you can't really walk around. You could sneak about, but there was always someone there 24/7. There was... In the morning, you will find out who's done what. So, and that was before the camera started rolling. It was when you had your own phone that you was able to just sort of video and get a little bit of behind the scenes content and speak to everyone. But there was a couple of boys that did slide straight in there.
We're not talking DMs, people.
No,
not in the DMs.
So you got quite a little bit of, which I couldn't really understand why, but you was involved in quite a bit of drama, because obviously you did really well on the show.
Yes.
Talk people through listening that might not have fully caught up with it. Where did all this drama come from? What initiated it? Was it jealousy?
It was a bit of jealousy, a bit of insecurities, and, you know, the girl, I did say to her, what is your sort of love language? And she was saying that it was words of affirmation and, like, just sort of, you know, almost reassurance, which in this kind of, in a game show, it's not really the greatest idea to have, because, like, you just want to, you're meant to experiment with people, and you're meant to talk to people, get to know them. The only way you're going to get to know someone is by... just being you and being open, flirty, chatty, and you know what I mean? Just open to the experience. So that's what I'd done. And because it got perceived as Micah, the one that I was matched with, she was being loyal to me. It looked like I was the one that was the fuckboy, playing around and like going from girl to girl, every girl that come in. However, obviously, you're the British boy in America, basically. Yeah. That's the setting that it was in. So as soon as they hear you speaking, they're like, oh,
yeah. I bet they were loving it, but no.
Black guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Fucking sliding off chairs.
Did you
secretly love that? Did you kind of know that you had a little sewing going on?
You know what I mean? It's a bit nice for your ego. It's a nice boost to have. girls always, like, you know, complimenting you. You know, but you don't let it go to your head. You just sort of carry on. And I did try to do that, but they don't really show that. I had general conversations with everyone, but they only showed the parts where, like, I'm talking to a girl and she's like saying to her, oh, you're flexible. Can you put your legs behind your head? You know what I mean?
It's like, reality TV, isn't it? Just choose the best girls. Why
that's
not?
That's it. Legs apart, we'll put that in there.
So how did it feel being, like, the only British person on that show?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it, because everyone would try and be like, can I have a bottle of water? I'm just going, and some chips. I'm like, oh, God. But then they just always, you know, all the attention was on you, and it was like, they just, they all laughed about it. So, and I laughed about it with them as well. So it was nice just to be that only person that could have that banter in that sense.
Yeah,
I loved it. I loved it.
Now, like, dating shows are no longer like the new kid on the block. And I have a lot of Love Islanders and people from other shows come on, and I always ask this question, and some of them are actually really honest, which I appreciate more now, because I think back in the day when Love Island started, before people knew what they could get from it, like especially the first couple of series, people, yeah, they might have thought they'd get a free holiday, but people was like, do you know what, I quite like the idea of meeting someone. There was fast forward to now, and as I say, some people rolled their hands up, didn't they?
Yeah.
They're like, no, I want the fucking blue tick, I want the followers, I want the brand deals, I want cold hard cash. Yeah. Now, if you can put your bollocks or your tits on the table and be honest about it, hats off for the honesty. But it's when people tell you bullshit lies, they're like, no, I wanted my soulmate. No, you didn't. You're running around looking for a pretty little thing deal and you want or a boo-boo deal. So as time's gone on, people know what they can get off these shows. But especially Perfect Match, because it's celebs and influencers and people that are all from reality TV, do you think it was ever likely that there was ever going to be a lot of couples come from that? Because of the situation, the beast, meeting someone on reality TV is so difficult at the best of times, isn't it? Let alone all of you being in that pit of the same world.
Yeah, that's the thing, that it was kind of nice that everyone was from the same world, so you kind of understand it. You can obviously talk about your past and everything, about your experiences and what you've been through. At the same time, it also makes you very aware of what people are saying, or like how they carry themselves and what actually does go on. And it was a point where, even like, for example, I was matched with Michael and she would say to me, you're going to get a load of followers after this. And I'm like, why are you saying that for? I don't, you know what I mean? I'm not that type of person. I don't really care about that side of things. Mm-hmm. Obviously it's nice. You can always talk to people, but I'm going to be
it
the
weren't
same
the number
person,
one thing on your edge of earth thinking, fuck followers.
I was just in there to have a good time and just take the experiment for what it was. Mm-hmm. And that was my main thing. In terms of, you know, when you're talking about Americans and people that are from LA, a lot of them, they're all trying to be someone. Yeah. Yeah. So it is kind of like you have to almost be cautious of what is going on around you. And I was like, there were girls that were coming in, they wanted to be in the house. They'll do everything to get in there and stay, get some screen time, get all this and that. And, they will say everything. It makes them look a little bit needy. And I had a lot of responses. I'm so glad that they got that on camera because they could see it. But they didn't get where... There's one point where even this girl, Christine, was like, kiss me. I know you want to kiss me. Kiss me, kiss me. And kept going on. Then all the boys are egging me on, save the show, save the show. Kiss her, kiss her. And I'm like, I'm not going to kiss you. I said, I'm going to see what's happening over here, because they separated it, made a boys' day, and then they had a girls' day as well. Yeah. So it made it like, you know, like in Love Island where they have the boys going and the girls go off to, or whatever, they
the
separate
spa
them.
Or something.
Yeah, exactly. They
it's always
them
the bloody spa.
Yeah,
and, yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, it was, it's just a good thing of like, everyone is from the same sort of industry, so you kind of know, you just got to be wary of what is happening around you.
And I guess, that's a double-edged sword, like I say, because I guess in a way it's lovely, because for a lot of people it's hard, and why should anyone not in this world understand this world? Because it's a strange beast to understand.
It's
not a normal life and a normal job, so at least it cuts that awkward part out.
Yeah.
But then especially when you're playing with rollers and ballers that are professional reality people that... They understand the assignment, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
So then you almost find yourself second-guessing everything. You're like, what's real here?
Yeah.
On this reality show, what's actually real?
Exactly, yeah, that's
exactly.
It is the case.
It's a head fuck.
Yeah, 100%. You're constantly, like, assessing everything that's going on. You're constantly thinking, fuck, is this girl actually being serious? Like, even are the boys being serious? Like, are they going to, like, stab you in the back? And they're, like, talking to your face, like, ha, ha, ha. Spotting you and doing all this, and then next you know they're just going talking to another girl, your girl, and saying your guy's done this and this, and
whilst trying to crack on with her.
So it's like they're all just playing games, but then it's entertainment and it makes the whole show what it is. Like people get so drawn into it that they forget about everything else that's going on, and they just literally for an hour or 45 minutes, whatever, however long it is, the episode, they'll watch it and they'll be sucked into it.
What's your thoughts on not one couple staying together post-show?
Even the winners. winners. Even the winners. They were there for like 2 seconds. And yeah, I thought that they were actually going to probably be together the way that they were carrying on. But there was a lot of people that I kind of knew they probably wouldn't last on the outside.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there was, like, say, Stephen and Lara, they were so in depth with each other. And I thought they're not their usual types. Like, Stephen likes, you know, sort of maybe blonde with, like, tattoos and a bit edgy, a bit quirky. Mm. And Lara was, like, you know, tall, dark and handsome and all this. So it's like they're just complete opposites, but yet they seem to just work. And even off camera, they just seem to work. So, and I know I've seen Alara from previous, and she was always just open. She's always up for the experience, and she just loved, like, oh, I say Stephen, really. And that was like a shock to me. And then when I found out that it didn't work, because obviously he's in LA, she's in, she's named off all over the place. But yeah, it just didn't work for them too. And then obviously, as I said, the winners. Yeah, they didn't work out either. So
no.
It just goes to show that people, when they do go on these things, you kind of think, yeah, they're probably just doing it to get the whole,
yeah,
you know, numbers up on the following, get the extra bits, get that pretty little thing deal.
Yeah.
That
one,
you know what I mean?
Exactly. But I suppose it is very different, like, when you go back to your normal lives and then you have to try to, you know, keep a connection, which was, like, based on a reality TV show.
Oh, 100%. You're in the bubble.
You're in your little bubble. But speaking of little bubbles, do you think you'd go on Love Island ever if you were still looking for love?
I get asked this all the time about Love Island. Like, oh, you should do Love Island. You'll do Love Island. I've got such intrusive thoughts, and I say certain things that I shouldn't say. I'll be cancelled. I actually will be kicked off of set. I'll be taking my top off, arguing with someone. let's just say I don't need to at the moment. No. I don't need to go on it.
Okay, we have a love interest.
Yes. She's amazing. So I'm happy.
Amazing. Oh, I love that. How long are you together?
It's near enough. I'll tell you about 8 months.
Oh, brilliant. Well,
it's a nice amount of time to get to know someone.
Exactly. So no Love Island for you this year.
No. But any dancing ones.
Any
cooking ones, I'll take that.
So, Kaz, I don't know if you've ever tuned into Access All Areas before, but I always like to ask my guests about their DMs and what their DMs are saying, because there's something. Have you ever heard the saying? I like to call it blue tick dick. So some gays get it, and obviously a lot of straight girls get it. They go onto TV shows, and famous guys guys that have got blue ticks and got dicks will slide in and show you Zed blue tick dick. Now, I'm guessing you don't get sent many dicks. You're on the other bus that I am, but I'm sure you've had a couple come in. Yeah. Any blue tick dicks?
Not any blue tick dicks, no. I've had a couple of random tick dicks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tick dick.
No tick dicks.
The one where they probably bought the verification.
We don't want those. We want the famous people.
I don't understand why someone that's got 2 followers are not being shut. Why? I don't know what they're charging you for that tick, but it's just a head fuck. It should just be kept for verified accounts. Yeah, exactly. That was the whole purpose of it.
Point. Exactly. It should just be.
And
kept
the irony is now famous people on Twitter don't have a blue tick, and people that pay for it do. So you've got all these people, proper icons in Hollywood. I refuse to pay for a blue tick, and then you've got Betty from the Bakers. She's got one. Anyway, let's talk about the no tick dick.
Yeah.
I've only got 2 minutes. So what's the DM say? You had a few dicks in there.
Yeah, a few dicks in there. I've got a ton of girls in there from all over, which is always much appreciated. And
what does a girl send you? Do you get boobs, you get Jack and Danny, what do you get?
Yeah, I get it all. Get the whole full frontal, even the rear end.
My God.
Then I get some people doing dancing on there.
Yeah, they start doing videos.
Twerking. Yeah, I get a lot. So it's like showing me what they can do on it, basically.
Oh, wow.
All right, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So there's no need for you to, like, sign up to any OnlyFans. You're getting all the content for free.
No, I don't need to, Tinder's out of the question, isn't it?
Your poor girlfriend. She must be sweating every time you pick up that phone.
She's not listening to this.
So you're a tall boy. You're 6'2". You're well-built. I'm sure you're doing all right down there. A lot of influencers and celebs are dipping their toe into the OnlyFans pond. Obviously, you don't need to pay for OnlyFans because it's all all going on in your DMs. Yeah. But would you ever be tempted to make a few coins from getting your old Corey out on the OnlyFans?
I'm not going to lie, I have thought about it. There's been a couple of times I've looked at a couple of bills and I've been like, ooh.
So get the Corey out.
Just get it out. Yeah. Flop it onto the table. Bosh.
Ellen, there she'll take your photos for you. Loves a Corey, that girl.
It's
really hot.
You got the white nails as well. They've got lovely
ones. God, I heard it here. I literally heard it way too late after I painted my nails.
Trash.
Trash.
I don't want that.
Nah, she's a good girl, really. She's getting married. Someone's had to do it to take it off
literally.
The market.
Yeah, exactly. I'm dangerous.
Yeah.
Someone had to close them legs.
Yeah, honestly. Because Caledonia Road, sick of it. She goes to that pub every Wednesday after the show, rolling around on her back. Yeah. I'll tell you, but we won't embarrass her. So you thought about getting the old Corey out, but you ain't done it yet.
No. Haven't not done it yet. I like that. I don't know if it's something that is going to be a future for me. I think I'm going to try different avenues first, and if maybe then it comes to it. Maybe I might just get pulled into it. You never know.
Yeah.
Someone might just be like, oh, look, here.
Absolutely. You never know.
24 hours access only.
Kaz, thank you so much for coming into the studio. It's been an absolute pleasure. Ellen, always an absolute blast. You guys, thank you for listening. We will be back this time next week. Stay safe. Enjoy your weekend. Bye.
Bye.